Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
9 minutes after 5 on this Tuesday morning, our top national story, it's win or go home for the U.S. men's national team. But this is about so much more than soccer and just sports. It's a politically charged World Cup match. The U.S. and Iran this afternoon in Qatar. And Brian Kilmeade is going to be talking about some of the political implications, no doubt, and probably also the soccer, too, since you're a specialist in both of these. But this really is about so much more than just soccer on the field. Nonetheless, the U.S. men's national team has a chance to move on with a resounding win. They've tied both of their matches so far. What do you see out of the match, first of all?
Number one, I just saw that the coach of Iran had coached here in the MLS. Before I met you, Rich, I was doing one of the jobs I had. Was MLS. I was working for Madison Square Garden doing sideline reporting for MLS. And before the Red Bulls were out there in New Jersey, it was the Metro Stars. And he was the coach. So I interviewed this guy every halftime at the end of the game, and he was considered one of the best coaches in the world. You know, he'll just go anywhere. He's from Spain, but he's got this great reputation. So then he was looked at to help revamp American soccer. So he knows American soccer up and down. He really knew the previous two generations better than this generation. He came out and said, right now, the U.S. is playing the best in the group. Is that an overstatement? Maybe a little bit, but they did play real well against Britain, and Britain did destroy Iran 6-2. So I give so much respect to this Iranian team. They know that their families have been threatened. If they have any more protests, they're going to be jailed. And when they get back, they all could be looking at jail time. And who knows what kind of things are going to happen once they go to that terrible, get in front of that terrible government. So they know as soon as they go back, they lose their audience. As soon as they lose their audience. And as soon as they go back to their horrible life. So to say they're playing for their life is not an overstatement in their cause because of the brutal crackdown going on in Iran, which is not getting nearly enough coverage here in America because we're trying to hold on perhaps to this terrible Iranian nuclear deal. I'm not sure why we're not speaking up. Even Barack Obama said it was a mistake for him not to speak up in 08 when these riots cropped up inside Iran. So there's a lot going on. The U.S. has to win. There's no doubt about it. If they tie or lose, it's a failure. No one's going to care about the tie against Britain, the number 6 team in the world, who's probably really the number 3 team in the world. So they're good enough to win. They got to score early. But if anyone knows soccer, and I know the people at Jacksonville, they play like crazy, at least at the youth level. They know that it's easy to play defense for 90 minutes. And when you play for a tie, it could easily happen at this level. So the U.S. is going to have to find a way to lure them out, get them to play, score early, and actually unpack their defense. And I think they are clearly the better team.
Match is going to be 2 o'clock this afternoon locally on WFOX Fox 30. We're going to see you in Jacksonville this coming Saturday. A real good chance to not only hear about some of the latest books, but also have a chance to just kind of talk about what's happening with the race for the White House in 2024 and so much more. We look forward to seeing you Saturday at Tom Bush BMW. Another visit to Jax.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to be there in the afternoon. So I love two things, and you can appreciate this too. I like meeting sponsors. And I like the people that support the station, and that means they care about the community. And it also benefits their company, no doubt about it. But when they said to come out, they said, why don't we do this? And I said, great. I would not be surprised, Rich, if they gave me a car at the end of this event. I'm going to act surprised, but I would not be surprised if a BMW, and maybe I'll get one for you.
Oh,
so
maybe.
At the end of this, I'm going to act surprised. So if you want to walk up to me with the keys, I'm going to pretend as if this totally caught me by surprise.
Okay. That's incentive right? enough to show up. Not just the right. fact of me, Brian Kilmeade.
And I'm going to get you one, too.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And also, I'm doing Operation New Uniform Gala that night. I think there are tickets available at Sawgrass. It's for a great cause for those who serve. So all it's right. great. And the feature speaker is Colonel Alan West. I'm just emceeing.
All right, we'll see you on Saturday, noon till 2 at Tom Bush BMW on Atlantic Boulevard. You can learn more about the event at WOKV.com. Totally free to attend. And I can tell you from personal experience that Brian will stay until the last book is signed and until the last hand is shaken or the last person is hugged, because that's how much he cares about you, your his audience, and your audience here on WOKV. Brian, thanks.